our country wants to take more responsibility to expose also, to really, I mean, you have to show you and to show your positions. And at the same time, I think that the way Switzerland, of the way of dialogue, the way of inclusion, the way of searching solutions, approaching each other, be pragmatic, and this view of minorities, we can bring that in the Security Council. And we will do it. And I'm very glad about that. Well, you have to be elected first.
Adecco is proud to sponsor The Chiefs with Tyler Brulé on Monocle 24. Adecco is the world's leading provider of first-class human resource solutions. As well as understanding how the profound change wrought by the global pandemic has altered the landscape of work, Adecco is passionate about addressing the ongoing secular trends that inform this space, from the challenge of reskilling and finding untapped talent in the workforce, to the new meaning of career transition and lifelong learning. To mark Adecco's partnership with the Chiefs, each week we'll hear from one of their own to understand how they go about incorporating the latest learnings into the day-to-day practice of the work they do and the solutions they deliver for clients. We start today at the top with Alain Dehaze, CEO of the Adecco Group. Monocle's Tyler Brulé sat down with Monsieur Dehaze to talk about leadership in a crisis. Tyler began by asking Alain what Adecco's key responses have been to the pandemic.
What we have said is to navigate through this crisis, we need to stick to three guiding principles. The first thing is that we have said is people first. People first, take care of, first of all, of our own people to make sure that they are safe, healthy, that they are in the right environment. Not only our own people, our own staff, but also for sure all the associates. We have about 2 million people working every day with an Adecco contract, and make sure that they are also in a safe and healthy environment. The second guiding principle is to be there for our customers, because our customers are also facing huge disruption. Schools, universities, but especially schools closings request parents to be there. You have staff being caught by the virus, and we need to be there to support them and make sure they can continue to produce, to service their customers and so on. So that was the second guiding principle, be there for all customers. And the third one is, this is also, there are a lot of opportunities internally, but also externally, where we can accelerate the digitalization of the tools, new solutions we want to bring to our customers. So don't waste the crisis. Mm. These are the three guiding principles we are currently sticking to.
Right now, more than ever, if I'm a customer, I want to know that whoever my suppliers, my partners are going to be there for me. And then, of course, so many of us as managers as well just have to deal with the internal issues. I mean, suddenly you're almost your own client in many ways. So what has business continuity looked like for you at the moment?
Business continuity is related to the first, the regulation, the local regulation, but in some countries, governments have decided to stop the activities. And fortunately, in the majority of them, we have been considered as an essential activity of the country and the economy. So it means that even in Italy or in Spain or in France, our people are still allowed to move away from their home to go for work and support our customers. This is the external part. And then the business continuity inside is to make sure that our infrastructure is supporting today 80% of our people. So today we have about 27,000 people working from home, recruiting people, payrolling our candidates, recovering cash collection is going on, even if these 27,000 people are not more anymore in our branches, in our headquarters and so on, and our system are functioning in a totally remote way.
That was Alain Dehaze, CEO of the Adecco Group, in conversation with Monocle's Tyler Brulé. The Adecco Group is proud to bring you The Chiefs on Monocle 24.
If we were to give ourselves a report card right now, an interim set of grades for how you think both the Federal Council, government at the federal level has performed, but also the Swiss citizens as well,
Could you give yourself a ranking right now? Do you think we're middle ground? Would you say that citizenship has been upstanding? Because, of course, we had some very, very strong words, and we're at a very critical point right now.
I think it's not my role to give report cards to anybody. What I can say is that in the beginning and also during this crisis, in the first part, it was a huge solidarity. Really extraordinary. People helped each other. They wanted to have this country go this way.